Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing today? And I mean genuinely, how are you doing today? Are you doing okay? How's your mental health? How's everything going? I know you can't respond to me, but take a second. Have you checked in on yourself lately? You know, last month has been... it's been a wild ride for me mentally. I've said it before. I've said it on here. I have said it on my blog. I've just said it on social media. I've said it over and over because I want to be real about how I'm feeling, because I feel like a lot of people like to keep things in so much. Like, it's just so bad to share your feelings and share how you're doing and everything when things are just not going great, because it just seems like you're weak and you don't want to seem weak, or you want to remain private. You don't want to share things that are going on. You don't want people all up in your business, which is very understandable, obviously. However, sharing that you're not doing okay is totally different than just spreading all of your business. So it's like, you can say I'm not okay, but you don't have to say I'm not okay because I've had like 12 debts and I'm broke trying to apply for just whatever. You know, it's, you don't have to give a whole synopsis of what's going on, but I think it's okay to say I'm not okay and to let other people know, hey, I'm human and I'm going through things and I'm just not fine, but I'm still here. And it just lets people know that you're not some robot that's behind a screen and that you actually go through stuff, because we all go through stuff. We know that we all go through stuff. However, it never seems like we all go through stuff sometimes, because everything just seems perfect when it's not perfect. It's not perfect at all. But I think some things seem like that, not just because we don't want people all up in our business or because we want to seem like we have this hard rock exterior, like we're okay, we're good, we don't cry, whatever. I think it's because sometimes we haven't checked in with ourselves. We don't even know or realize how we're feeling or how we're doing. If someone asks us the question, how are you feeling? We would probably be taken aback. So I ask you every week on this podcast, how are you doing? And have you ever actually thought about it? Have you ever actually sat back and said, how am I doing? Am I okay today? Have you ever thought about that? Because sometimes we don't think about that. And I think there are multiple reasons, actually. I think it's because, number one, we're too busy ripping and running, going all around, going everywhere, being so busy, because adult life is very busy. Even at this point, like, I feel like nowadays, even as a teenager, life is busy, because teenagers these days are trying to get a job, sometimes two jobs, to make sure they're good. So they're living the life by the time they hit 20, and they're also in school, obviously, of course. So I feel like even nowadays, teenagers are, it might not be as much as adults, but even teenagers are like ripping and running around, especially if you're doing multiple activities after school and everything. So it's like, even now, from a teen all the way up into really adulthood, it's like you're ripping and running around. It's like, have you ever taken a moment to stop and ask yourself, how are you doing? Do you even realize how you're feeling? Probably not, because you're so occupied just having, you know, to do everything else. And I think another reason why we don't realize how we're doing, why we don't even take a moment to stop and see how we're doing, is because we're so busy checking on everybody else but ourselves. We're so busy being something for somebody else, that we can't even be what we need for ourselves. We're so busy being counselors and teachers and therapists and everything. We're always lending an ear to everybody, people we know personally and then people we might have just met that just need an ear. And of course you have to be that ear because that's just the type of person you are. It's just you're so busy handling everybody else's burdens, you have no time at all to deal with or even acknowledge all the things that you are personally going through yourself. And so you're so packed with everything, you're wondering, you might be feeling kind of just a little sad or down or heavy, and you might be wondering, why am I feeling this way? Because you think you're fine, of course, right? You think you're okay, you think you're doing good, you think everything's fine, you know, I'm good and I'm helping other people and I'm just handling their issues and I'm getting work done, I'm perfectly fine, I just dealt with this breakup, but you know what, I'm busy doing work, I just lost my job, but it's okay, it's fine. No, I'm trying to figure out how to pay my phone bill, but it's okay. Oh my God, you sad? Let me help you. Listen, of course I'm there for you. Oh, you need me to help you with this? Of course I'm going to be here for you. I'm not fully here myself, whether I know it or not, but of course I can help you handle this. Of course I can be your this. Of course I can be your that. I don't want to let you down, so let me be this. Oh, I'm busy going back and forth. I can't check in on myself, so obviously I'm fine. So the default of not checking in with yourself is just that I'm fine until one day you're breaking down, crying in your room, and you think it's for no reason at all. But really, you are destructing, like you're self-destructing. It's like a button has been pressed internally and you just self-destructed and burst into tears. And you're realizing this is too much. And then eventually you say, I'm not okay. And that's when you have that moment where you finally decide to check in with yourself. But before you get to that point, you need to check in with yourself. And I want to bring this up. Like I said, I haven't been the best. And I haven't been the best mentally for quite a while. Like years. This goes back years. But I feel like the last time I was really not okay was probably around college. College was terrible for me. The whole experience, it was just terrible. That's when I really felt the most depression. I feel like that moment almost kind of like came back. And so this month, I'm just trying to take things extremely slow. I also want to learn to not just take on more than I can handle. I want to learn to say no. I want to learn to be okay with saying no, simply because I just cannot handle it in that moment. And I want to learn to continue to make goals. But like, if I only make one goal for the month, that's it. I'm basically trying to learn to build back up from just the craziness that's been going on mentally last month. And with me trying to do that, I wanted to not just remind myself, but also make sure I reminded you guys, because Mental Health Awareness Month, yeah, that's the month that it's, you know, I guess celebrate like with everything else, but also like with everything else, mental health isn't just, it just doesn't only happen in May and then that's it. You know, you don't just be depressed or whatever. You don't just go through things. You don't just take meds. You don't just try and be positive, not just for anybody else, but for yourself, just in May. Like, mental health doesn't just matter in May. Like, it doesn't just matter then. It matters all year round, 24/7, 365. People deal with things almost all their life. There are some things that people literally have to learn to simply just cope with, because there is no forever cure. There's ups and downs. There's moments where you could feel as fine as you can feel, almost like someone who doesn't have a mental illness for years, and then boom, it'll come back that next year and you're wondering what's going on. I thought it was fine. Like, that's what happens, and some people don't realize that. But I wanted to make sure that as I'm trying to focus on what I can and cannot handle at the moment and focus on trying to get somewhere back to some form of, you know, right mindset or as close to it as I can, I also wanted to remind myself and to remind you guys to check in with yourself. So have you checked in with yourself today? Have you? Because it's important to do so. It's important to check in with yourself. It's important to say, am I okay? Am I ready for this? Can I handle this? How how am I mentally? I just had this happen. Let me sit and assess. We need to do that more. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine to do that because it helps you become more in tune with you, more in tune with your emotions. It can help you, you know, with less attacks on others because sometimes, especially if we don't realize how we're truly feeling, sometimes that can be put out to others and put out on others. And it's not their fault. You know, so you can't just go attacking others because you didn't realize you're feeling this way. And you have to realize what you can or cannot handle when it comes to listening to other people's advice and everything. I know, especially if you're that kind of person, you want to listen to them, you want to give them advice, you want to be that person they can vent to, but sometimes you cannot be that person. And as much as I know you might think, well, what happens if I don't listen to them and they have no one else to listen to? Unfortunately, that's just not something that is your problem. Even if it's someone you love, let them know I'm here for you, but at this moment, I cannot take on anything else. And hopefully they can understand and respect that. If they don't, that should say it all, but I know it's hard to not be there, especially for people that you love, but you have to be there for yourself first before you can be there for anybody else. You have to check in with yourself and set boundaries for your own self first. It's so important. So again, before I go, have you checked in with yourself lately? I'll pause for a second. Think about it. Now, if the answer was no after this episode, take a moment, sit, assess, close your eyes, write whatever you need to do, and just think, how am I feeling really? Think about everything that's happened, good and bad. How am I feeling in this moment? What do I feel like I can handle? What do I feel like I can't handle? Think about that, process it, and make sure you're good first before you handle or deal with anybody else or anything else. Because again, you cannot check in, be there, help anybody else if you do not do it with yourself first. But that is all for today. I hope you guys are having a happy Sunday. I hope you do check in with yourself and make sure you're doing well. And I hope that you are doing well and you're having a great weekend and a good start to your week. And I hope you've had a great start to your month. But that is all. And I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.